This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Trin, My Trin. First name is Mai, M-A-I, last name is Trin, T-R-I-N-H, Trin. Date of birth, 11-11-1987. This letter is being written to Dr. Nicole Vecchi. First name is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Last name is Vecchi, V-E-C-C-H-I. Address, 429 South Main Street, Milpitas, California, 95035. Telephone number 408-935-9586. Fax number 408-719-1979. Dear Dr. Vecchi, V-E-C-C-H-I, thank you for asking me to see this this 34-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Mai has been having ongoing issues with the recurring hives and redness, pretty much involving her chin, face, feet, and torso for a few days period. This started sometimes in end of May. She feels there may be some foods and wine might be the cause of this problem, period. There was no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, coughing, runny nose, wheezing, shortness of breath, or throat tightness to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Benadryl was very effective, period. And she also sees a rheumatologist for fatigue and joint pains and has been given some prednisone, period. She has, as you know, this she has very high ANA and a possibility of lupus has been considered, but so far a clinical diagnosis is not established, period. Certainly, hives could be a reason for lupus, but this does not seem to be fitting the picture, period. She also has history of some stomach, some diary, some gassiness in her belly with dairy products and perhaps some hives with watermelon, although it is quite inconsistent, period. She tried a gluten-free diet and that, and she's not sure if there was any benefit, period, although certainly consumption of alcohol results in hives, and that is known to occur without any obvious allergies in most people, period. Examination reveal, there's no history of any significant asthma or allergies, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 34-year-old who had moderate dermatographism and a few erythematous hives on her right hand and right foot, period. She has significant anxiety, and that's certainly significant anxiety, and that certainly may be contributing to occurrence of hives and dermatographism, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave her some literature and some pamphlets to read and told her to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. Allergy testing revealed a moderate reaction to ryegrass and privet tree and some other trees, which may very well be incidental, but I do not believe that has much to do with her hives, period. She did not demonstrate any positive reaction to foods, period. My gut feeling is her hives and dermatographism are idiopathic. period. However, diagnosis of lupus that that may or may not be established in future could certainly be a reason for this problem, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dermatographism, number two, history of anxiety and stress, number three, high ANA, number four, alcohol sensitivity, my treatment plan, avoid any possible exacerbating factors, number two, Benadryl 25 milligram, if needed for hives, period. Number three, if these hives are recurrent and more troublesome, then I would recommend using an antihistamine on a regular basis for a few weeks to a few months, and hopefully that would calm down this whole process, period. Overall, I think she should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Trinmay.